are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. This coming Sunday, of course, is Super Bowl Sunday. And while many people are excited to see the matchup in Super Bowl 43 between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Arizona Cardinals, just as many people are excited to see what kind of creativity they'll see during the commercial breaks. This year, it's an average of $3 million for a 30-second spot. And in a difficult economy, some companies have bowed out of this year's advertising blitz, but others have decided this is a great time to jump in. One of those companies is Denny's, yes, the home of the Grand Slam breakfast. And joining me now to explain why his company decided to fork over that kind of money for a spot this year, Bill Ruby, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Denny's. And Bill, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. It's great to be on your show. I appreciate it.
Obviously, a lot of eyeballs on NBC on Sunday for the game and for the ads. Why did you decide this was a great year to jump in?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Greg, they say you better have something to say if you're going to advertise in the Super Bowl. And this year at Denny's, we certainly do. We've got a brand new creative agency, advertising agency, and Goodby Silverstein & Partners. And as you mentioned in the intro, it's so competitive out there right now, and we're just really being aggressive, and we want to be competitive, and we've got a great spot and a great offer that America's going to see on Sunday.
And so this is more about the offer than reintroducing folks to Denny's, because your name ID is pretty good already.
Yeah, you know, it is. We're a 55-year-old brand, and so we have, you know, high brand awareness, but we, you know, really encouraging people to come back to our restaurant who haven't been in a while. If you haven't been to Denny's in a while, we've got great new products, a lot of portable products as people are on the go, our new to-go packaging that keeps our food hot. So there's a lot of great reasons to come back to Denny's if you haven't been in a while, and if you have been in, we'll give you another reason to come back again real soon.
Now, of course, a lot of companies, Bill, use that time to not only advance their products, but also make it memorable with some sort of hilarity or catchphrase or what have you. Is your ad going to be of that kind, or is it basically just saying, here's our deal, we want you to make sure you know about it?
Yeah, no, certainly our ad is going to be memorable. It's going to be, it's a wink and a smile. It's very fun. It's real serious at first, and then there's a great juxtaposition and a nice wink and a smile. So we think people are going to be engaged and excited about the what they see, and then, again, excited about an offer that we have.
What's Denny's history of advertising at major events like this?
You know, this is a first for Denny's, so we're real excited. We do national advertising. We do local advertising, but we've never done anything to this magnitude, so we're real excited.
There's also a 15-second spot after the game. Is that going to follow the same line as the first ad?
To a degree, that's right. We're going to be in the third quarter with our full 30-second spot and then in the postgame as well. So it'll be a little bit of an iteration on the spot, but the same vein.
I assume you're hoping for a close game at halftime.
You know what? We are. We're hoping for a close game where, you know, hey, it's the Super Bowl. People are going to watch. They watch it not only for the game, but for the great advertising as well. So, yeah, we're hoping for a great matchup.
So, obviously, you're excited about the offer you're making to customers in the spot. Any sort of preview you can give us now?
Boy, you know, we can't share those kind of details. You got to tune in and watch, but it'll be a great offer. I'll tell you, it's going to be a first. No other restaurant chain has done what we're going to do on Sunday.
About 90 seconds left with Bill Ruby of Denny's. And, Bill, obviously, this is a difficult time for the economy. How is a chain like Denny's holding up in the face of difficult fiscal circumstances?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we all know it's so tough out there right now. It's so competitive. You know, dollars are tight. And, you know, there's been a lot of closures in retail. And, you know, we're a little bit fortunate in that we're a big brand, you know, over 1,500 restaurants, been around for, as I mentioned, 55 years. So, you know, we're able to withstand it a little bit. And we're really trying to, again, give people a reason to come back in, be mindful of their tight budgets, and give people a real serious breakfast at a great price. So we're well positioned. And really, but it's bigger than that. It's about, you know, giving America a great breakfast at a great price. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to help out any way we can.
Last 30 seconds here, Bill, and obviously you've done plenty of research and determined that this is a good investment for Denny's. What is the general response to Super Bowl ads, regardless of who's sponsoring them?
Yeah, well, I mean, the response is, you know, it's about the ad, it's about the offer, it's about the business, it's about the water cooler talk on Monday, and it's about all the exposure, you know, on shows like yours. I mean, that's really what it's all about. That's what we're looking for, just to get Denny's back in the conversation and get people into our restaurants and give them a great product, great offer.
Well, hopefully it'll be a great game, and certainly as a result of all the ads, an infusion of money into the economy, which is good for everybody right now. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. I appreciate it.
Bill Ruby is Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Denny's. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out on the web 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join me tomorrow for Dateline Washington.